Tamar Kanti at the bottom of an Aleph, just dealing with a case with, again, the first Tefillah on Shabbos, the water was poured out, and they went to Rava. Now, Rava had a, the way it was set up, you can see the little picture on the bottom of the daf. There was a house with a cot in it, a chatzer, and then an adjoining chatzer that was of Rava's. But now Rava had his house, that the outer part of the house was where the men were, and the inner part of the house where the women were. So what he said is, you know what we're going to do over here? We're going to be do bittul chatzeros. I'm going to be mevatel my chatzer that has the hot water in it, and therefore it's the other person's, and they can just come and take it. But before he did it, he says, remove all my utensils from my house, the Beit Gavrin, and put it into the Beit Nashrit in order that the I won't have the problem of maybe bringing it into the other, bringing it out into the chotzer, which is not his anymore. So that's what Rava did over here. So four lines from the bottom of the little line. Omer le Ravina Lavava. Ravina asked Rava, Ve'omer Shmuel, ein bittul vishut mechotzer lechotzer. What about Shita Shmuel that holds you're not allowed to be mevatel to be shoot of one chatzer to the other chatzer in order to give everything to one person? So he answers simply, Omelei, Anik Rabbi Yochanan Shvilei. I hold like Rabbi Yochanan. Kemei Yesh Bittul Mechatzer Lechatzer. But I hold that you can't be mevatel lechatzer lechatzer. There's no problem over here. Oh, Levina's not done yet. He's going to try and trap Rava into Shmuel Shita. If you, Rava, don't hold like Shmuel, why did you take your things out of your house and put onto the inner house that you were afraid? You should keep state in your place. You should be mavatli a chotzer to the other guy. And the other guy should be mavatl back to you. Meaning, let's take for example, I'm in a chatzah with Yosef, right? We have adjoining chatzahs. I'm going to bring the bottle of my chatzah for yours, to you. You take the hot water out, and then you do. You come and bring the bottle, the chatzah back to me, right? Daha omer Rav, this Rav holds mevatlin vechozim mevatlin. You could be mevatl and you could be chozim and you could be mevatl. We could go back and forth all Shabbos. That if one of us gets to put an Erev in, I could be mevatl to you. You go and do all your needs in the whole place, and then you could be mevatl back to me. This is Shita's Rav over here. So why, according to you, did you put your stuff in the inner courtyard? If you're holding that like Shmuel, that you can't be that you can be mevatl, then hold all the way. And all that you can be mevatl because of mevatl. So Rava says, Ana baha kishmul tzvile. I, in this area, hold like Shmuel. Yome ein mevatli because of mevatli. He holds, in one case, he doesn't hold like Shmuel, but from a chatzer to a chatzer. Now we'll see what exactly Shita Shmuel is. From chatzer to chatzer, I can be mevatl. But now he holds like Shmuel. When you are mevatel, you cannot be chozer mevatel. So this is now where Ravina is going to get him. Tavavchad Kaimahu? Is Ravina talking back to Tavav? Isn't the two sheetahs of Shmuel one Taimahu? My Taimahu, what's the reasoning? Ain mevatelin v'choz mevatelin? Why does he hold that you can't just go back and forth? Lav Mishum, is it not? Let's get down this one, this over here. The cave of the Vatel of Rishusay, if I'm going to be Mavatel my Rishus to Yosef, it's talikli mahacher. It's like I'm removing myself legamri, mahacher legamri, from my chatzah, for having like a ben chatzah cheret. Now it becomes a completely different chatzah. There ain't bit of Rishus lechatzah lechatzah. And you can't be Mavatel Rishus lechatzah lechatzah. Let me explain this. Shmuel holds that when we have two chatzahs together, I can't be mevatel my chatzer to the other person's chatzer. Let's say that it's only one chatzer between the two of us. I am allowed to be mevatel my chatzer to you. I just can't be mevatel one chatzer to another chatzer. But in the same chatzer, if one of us was denied an erubin, we can be mevatel to one to the other. So in that case, if we're in one chatzer, not two separate chatzeros, and I'm mevatel my rishus to Yosef, this is what Shmuel's holding now. Once I'm a batal, I refuse to you. I remove myself completely from this one chatzer, and now it comes ki'ilu like it's two chatzerim, one to the other, over here. And therefore, I have nothing to do with you anymore. I can't be mevatel my chatzer. You can't be mevatel back to me, because it's like chatzer la chatzer. Let's try and get this one more time. Okay? There's this two things in Shmuel, two dinim in Shmuel, and Ravina is saying it's all the same thing. On one hand, he says you can't be mevatel mechatzer lechatzer. I can't be mevatel my chatzer to another person's chatzer at all. On the other hand, when Shmuel does hold, you can do bittel in a chatzer, like it's one chatzer. He holds that you can do bittel in a chatzer. In a case like that, when I'm mevatel my reshus and my chatzer to the other person's reshus and the chatzer, it's like I remove myself completely from that chatzer, and now it reverts to a case like it's mechatzer lechatzer. And Shmuel holds, you can't do bittel mechatzer lechatzer, therefore you can't go back and forth. That's what the dinim is over there. And therefore, according to you, Vava, that holds, like Shmuel, that you can't be mevatel chatzer lechatzer, it should be for the same reason. It's because you can't be mevatel and chozer, it's because you can't be mevatel chatzer lechatzer. So how were you able to be mevatel your chatzer and give the hot water to the person there, to the other person, the other chatzer? Vashi. Neitiv mar eduktei. Meaning, remember, Shmuel was mevatel his chatzer, and then he removed his stuff from the chatzer. If you're going to hold like Shmuel, hold all the way like Shmuel. Mar, leave your stuff. Why didn't Mar leave his stuff in its place? Because Mar panu limane, when he said, remove my kelim, gali the daita, the miachet shetivatel b'shuta in l'chai yom hetzik b'chatzer. You revealed yourself that once you're mevatel the b'shus, there isn't any more hetzik for you b'chatzer. V'henu kishmuel. And that's like Shmuel. Diom elakaman, ein mevatli because mevatli. You're holding like Shmuel in this case, that you can't be mevatli because mevatli. Dilat kishmuel. If you're not holding like Shmuel, svirlach, leitev marduch, then you could sit in your place, ovatu lehem reshut chatzercha, you could be mevatli reshut in your chatzer to the other people. They could take the water, for sha'achat, for one moment, or 1 hour, and they'll take the hot water, and they'll come back now. You can be clean. Okay, so there's two dinim in Shmuel over here. Ravina says they're one and the same. And yet, we see from Rava's action, in one hand, he didn't talk about Shmuel, because he says, I can be mevatel my chatzer to another person's chatzer. And the other hand, he's holding like Shmuel, because he had to remove his kelim in order that he should never go back into the chatzer on Shabbos. But, the other thing Shmuel holds, that you cannot go back and forth. Therefore, he's holding like Shmuel in one case, and not holding like Shmuel in another case, and Ravina held that these two dinim of Shmuel are the same tam. And since they're the same tam, and you're holding in one case like Shmuel, that you cannot go back and be mevatel the chatzer, therefore hold all the way like Shmuel, and don't be mevatel your chatzer at all, and give the other people the hot water. The hal merav, mevatel because mevatel. Shnayim, here's the case of mevatel because of Shnayim. Shnayim adarim b'chatzer echad. If two people are living in one chatzer, v'lo irvu, and they didn't do an eruv, mevatel zeh reshus olizeh. This one can be mevatel zeh reshus to the other one. Ad she'aseh tzarchav, until he does what he needs to do. V'aseh zeh, mevatel zeh, and you go back and forth. Mar nami lo lithul. If you're going to hold that you cannot be mevatel, chozer mevatel, don't be mevatel at all. Da'ah mechatzer lechatzer hu. That's the question on Vava, and Vava answers back. Hatam hayenu taima. According to Ravina, the tam of Shmuel that you cannot be levatel chozer levatel is because it's the reasons when you remove yourself completely, it's like you're in a different chatzer, and you can't be levatel lechatzer lechatzer. Vava holds no. The reason of Shmuel that you can't be mevatel chozer mevatel is a different reason. Hatam, Hainu Taima, this is Rava speaking now, over there the reason is Ki Echa Delo Dahavi Mils Devabani Kekukha Vitzalula. Different reason over there. That we have a din that Rabbanan can't, the base din can't be like a zigzag. We don't have base din in one day matching something and one day answering something and then matching something. It's called Kekukha Vitzalula. It's a din of base din. Base din has to make himself look clean over here. If we have a chatzur over here, and I'm the vatel, my rishus to Yosef, and he's my vatel, his rishus back to me, and we're going back and forth over here, it's kekukah mitzlula. It looks crazy over here. And we don't allow kekukah mitzlula. And not that Shmuel, you can separate the two dinim of Shmuel over here. And there's a beautiful thing over here, what happened over here. Ravina tried saying that the two dinim of Shmuel are inclusive of each other. And if you hold like one, you have to hold like the other one. Rav holds something doing. I don't have to hold like Shmuel. I can hold like to be Mavata Mechatsu Lechatsu. But I don't hold the longest of you of the reason why Shmuel holds that you can't be Mavata Kozu Mavata is because it's totally on it's going to be Mavata Lechatsu Lechatsu. I hold it to a different reason altogether. So therefore I can hold like Shmuel in the case that I don't hold that you could be Mavata Kozu Mavata and because it's a din of Kekukah it's ruling. It looks crazy what you do over here. It's not normal. But on the other hand, I don't have to hold like Shmuel on all the cases. I hold it's a different Shmuel over there, and therefore I hold that you could be Mavata Mechatsu Lechatsu. Okay, so that's how Rava saved himself. If you didn't get that, it's okay, because Gufa, we're going to re-examine this Machloket now, this Machloket of Rava Shmuel. Gufa, Rava Omer Mevatlin Vekozvi Mevatlin. Rav holds there's no problem two people living in the same chatzor or two different chatzor that are joined together. We could play this shtick. I could be mavatel to the other person and make an erev, and then once I'm mavatel, I remove myself from the chatzor. It's like everything is the other person's, so he can do whatever he wants in it. And when he's done whatever he wants, he could be mavatel it back, and therefore I can take everything now. So Rav holds like that. And he holds you can't. Now, Lamaisa, if you look at the little aleph that's sealed for the Ayin Mishpat, it's going like Vav. That Mevatim Chaz Mevatim, and that's how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch. We don't hold like Vava, that held like Shmuel, that held that's like a Chukha Vitzlula, which is a little bit of a problem.
You don't need to make an error.
You don't need to make an error. Or no, it's nice. You do it. You both of us can't use it at the same time. And we know, we're going to see later on, that a chatzer in those days, houses were very small. And the main tashmish that a person did was in his chatzer. He did everything based on the chatzer. They didn't do it in the house. I'm not going to, be a very big inconvenience if I can't use my chatzer half the time. That's where I do my main living over here. There's another problem. Vava, we call Vava Batrai, the Batrai. We pass him like Vava. And yet Vava over here held like Shmuel, that it's a hook of its lula. And then you come to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch is holding like Vav. You can't do this thing. It's not a kukuka fitzulula. Right? So why is it that we're holding like Vav over here, and not like Vava? So as the sugi, just be aware of that. There's going to be four tamim on Shmuel why Shmuel holds your ain mevatlin chozer mevatlin. We just had two of them. Ravina held that the reason of Shmuel. And let's hear this one more time. I'm not going to go into this elaborate machloket rishonim going on here. We'll just stick with Rashi over here. But the Ritva is going to be explaining the sugi differently. The lumpus of Shmuel that you cannot be mevatel chozer mevatel according to Ravina. According to Rava, what is it? It's Kekukah Vitzlula. It looks crazy doing this. According to Ravina, when I'm Mevatel my chelik in the chatzer, I remove myself completely. It's like I'm in a different chatzer. And since Shmuel holds that you can't be Mevatel chatzer lechatzer, therefore you cannot be chozer and be Mevatel back to me because it's like I'm in another chatzer. And we hold you can't be Mevatel chatzer lechatzer. So therefore, according to Ravina, the lamdas of Shmuel is being mevatel mechatzer, and the chozer and mevatel is inclusive with being mevatel mechatzer lechatzer, and therefore Shmuel is one tam, And that would be the reason of, according to Valverde, he disagreed with Rabino, holds that the two dinim are completely separate. And the reason why you can't be Levato, Chozen, and Levato is because it's a Kufa Tula. Okay, Kufa. The Gemara now is going to bring two other reasons of what the Machloket Vav Shmuel is. Okay? The first one, again, is Ravina, because it's inclusive on the Machloket, if you could be Levato Mechatz L'Chatzar. The second one is according to Vava, that it's a din of Kekuka Tzlula, and Vav doesn't fall like that. And the third one is going to be another case. So again, Kufa. Vava Mem Levato L'Chatzar Vim Levato, which is a din of the Shulchan Aruch. Someone forgot to do an Eruv in the Chatzar, you can help him out. How do you help him out? Let him be Mevatel everything to you. I mean, everybody can in a bind. When someone doesn't join in the Erev, they are on everybody. Right? In the case where that happens, so what we do is we take turns. Okay, I'll be Mevatel to you for the next hour or so, do what you have to do, and then you come and be Mevatel back to me. And that's Psatolah. Shulele e Mevateling, because Mevateling. He says you can't do it, we already have two reasons why you can't. Leim Mevav Kishmo. Leim Mevav Kishmo, but Lupta de Mevatel. Let's say that their argument is another argument that we had. The Rabbanan's sheet that we saw much earlier in the Gemara, and Rabbanan's we saw later. When I'm Levatel, my Rishus in my Chatzar, here's my house, over here I'm Levatel, my Rishus in my Chatzar. I cannot use the Chatzar now, go in and out of my house. What about Yosef who's in the Chatzar? Can he go into my house or not? So Chachamim said no. I'm a bathroom, my reshus in the chatzah, but not nothing to do with my house. But Eliezer holds that if I'm a bathroom, my reshus in my chatzah, I'm a bathroom, my reshus in my house also. And therefore, Yosef could come into my house and take the things out of my house and use it. And the reason is because the ikar dira of a person is the chatzah, not his house. So I'm a bathroom, my chatzah, I'm a bathroom, my house over here. So therefore, you can go in my house. So I, it's Mavatel myself, I can't use anything, but you know, I want my, I want to eat outside or something. So Yosef can go in and take my stuff out of my house, and he can do the favors for me, even though I can't, but he can. It's like he owns the house and the chatzah. So let's say, Vav v'shmul, on whether you can Mavatel, Chozer Mavatel, is the same reasoning over here. The Vav, the Omer Kerubonin, Vav that holds you could be Mevatel, Chozer Mevatel, he holds by Kerubonin that when the person was Mevatel his Chatzer, he was not Mevatel his house, because he wasn't Mevatel Legamre. He didn't remove himself completely from the, with the Pito, and therefore he had something to do with it, with his house over here. Or Shmuel that holds you cannot be Mevatel Chozer Mevatel. He holds like Rebbe Eliezer that when I'm Mevatel my Chatzer, I'm Mistalik myself Legamri. I completely remove myself, and therefore you can't go back and forth. You can't be Mevatel Chozer Mevatel. Rashi. We have to back up on Rashi's. Kehuka is a schok and tula is leitzanus. It's a crazy thing. It looks funny. Vav yomek v'bonin, vav holzak v'bonin. Tiami matnit, and they're going to say later on, beito osur l'haknitz l'hotzi lo lehem. When you mevato yishus in your chatzar, the house of the person who is mevato is osur for everybody to enter and to bring things out of it. Tiamri, ha mevato v'shus chatzero, lo bito v'shus beito. If the one is mevato in his house, it's not, chatzar is not mevato in his house. Alma, we see from that, lo mistalik leila gamrei, he didn't remove himself completely with his bittul, but lo habilei ke ben chatzar her, he's not a ben chatzar her, and therefore you could go back and forth, and you could, the other person can now be chosim in vato to him. Ushmul amek rebe liyat, the yom of a perik osim basim earlier, peito mut liyaknis lehotzi lehem. When I'm a vato, my rishus in the chatzar, Yosef, for example, could go in my house and take out from me. Why? Miyachas shabitu v'shuzet to v'shuz beitzer nanikito. Because I was mevatel myself legamri. I'm totally nostalgic from the chatzer, and now it has a din like a chatzer lechatzer. And Shmuel holds that you can't be mevatel chatzer chatzer. The person can't be mevatel back to me. So we wanted to make that the machloket. And in the classic Gemara lomdis over here. Vav's going to say that I can hold even like Rav Eliezer. Shmuel's going to hold I can even hold like Chachamim. And therefore the machloket is not based on that. Omer l'chavav, and this is very classic Gemara, we try and set up a machloket, a Rayim ki machloket to Noyim, and we say no, it's lav dafka, because Rav can learn like both sides. Rav omer, ha'anad yamir fila Rav Eliezer. It's clear we can hold like Chachamim, like we explained this, he wasn't Nistalik and stuff with Kam, right? But he said I can even hold like Rav Eliezer. Ad kan lo kama Rav Eliezer, what Rav Eliezer holds? Rav Eliezer holds when I'm a bakum, I'm shoes to my kotzer, I'm also a bakum in my house, and you can come in and take it. He also, I could also hold like that. Ad kan lo kama Rav Eliezer, hatim, a bakum, a shoes, chatser, a shoes, beso, beso. When Rav Eliezer says that I'm a bakum, a shoes at my kotzer, I'm also a bakum, a shoes in my house, Mishum to be bayit below chutzah lo tarin ancient. There's a house without a chutzah, people don't live in it. Ikar tashmishim of a person is in his chutzah. Aval, so Enoch and Ami, I agree with that. When you're mabatel your chutzah, you're mabatel your house. Aval le'inyan is diluken, but that I remove myself completely from it. Mi'omer. Rabbi Eliezer didn't say that. Rabbi Eliezer just says. That's it. I'm a house without a chutzah. It's not a house over here. So therefore, when I'm about to my chutzah, I'm about to my house. But he didn't say I would remove myself completely. And therefore, you didn't remove yourself completely. And therefore, you could go and be closed in the bottom. And Shmuel says, I'm a feeling of a bottom. Even though it looked like he only held like the answer, that when he was mabatel, his chutzah was mabatel, everything was mistali completely, and therefore you can't be closed in mabatel. He says, no. I held even like Rabbanan, that when I was about to my chotzer, I did remove my shoes from the house. Ah, kan lo ka'amri Rabbanan hatam. The Rabbanan didn't say that then over there. Elamai de batel, batel. Whatever he was mabatel, he was mabatel. He was mabatel the chotzer. He never made any mention of his of anything else. Oh, the lopit, he wasn't mabatel. He wasn't mabatel. He said, I can hold like that. He was just mabatel the house. He wasn't mabatel the chotzer, not the house. About my debatel, B.S. Duke in the Kamen. For whatever he was mabatel, like the chotzer, he removed himself completely, and therefore he cannot be chotzer and mabatel. Vashir Val Le'inyin is to look at, L'shavi Nashi Kibel Chotzer Cheret, to make himself like a completely other, in another chotzer, to lo limitsi l'mahadir, l'kibuli v'shuti miyomar, he never said it. Aval, ma, the bottom, he has to look at the comment, but Shmuel holds in Sheetah's Rabbanim, whatever he was, Mephantel, he removed himself completely from it. Mina chatzah, shebitel, beferish, fa'adah, he stalik, fa'adah, like a ben chatzah, her. He holds completely. Okay, so that's the second, third reasoning on what is the machloka between Vav and Shmuel. It's not the easiest sugya over here, but the third reason of the machloka, Vav and Shmuel, if you can be chosen Mephantel, is we tried making it totally on the machloket of Eliezer and Chachamim, and it was lav dafka. It had to be like that. The third, Omer Rav Acha Bar Achana, Omer Rav Sheshes Kitanai. Really, Rav Shmuel is a machloket tonight, a different machloket tonight. If you could be mabato, chozu mabato. So it's going to be in 2 days. We'll see this. Mishanatan Mishuso. It's a lashon of mishanatan, but it really means shavito. Someone who gave his rishus to the other people in the chatzah, meaning they did, one person wasn't part of the Caleb, came now Shabbos, no one can use it. So he was beloved and gave his rishus to everybody else, so everybody else can use it. Someone who gave his rishus, and now he was vahotzi, and he forgot, and he was brought his Caleb out. Did he destroy his bittul or not? Bein b'shogeg bein mezid oser. Whether it's shogeg or mezid, once he uses the chatzer, he destroys his bittul, and now it's oser on everyone. That's the degree of every man. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, the mezid oser, if he did it with kivona, let's say I was mabatel, my chelik to everybody else, and then the mezid I did it, it showed my bittul was never a bittul. So the mezid oser, no one else can use it. The shogeg, but if I did it accidentally, that doesn't show that I was mevatel my pitto. Ain't awesome. Therefore, it's not awesome. My love the hakimusti. What are they arguing? Same thing. The mar sovim mevatel the chozim mevatel. the first case. Let's see to Vashi, this would make it nice and easy. Mishanot Mishuso the Bene Khartim if Nesha Shafak below someone who gave reshus because he forgot and wasn't part of the Erev, and afterward, after he was mefatal, he poured out mebeto lechotzer. Also, kol b'nei chotzer dahadu shakli l'reshusay. He also not everybody. It's like he took back his reshus. That's Rabbi Meir. Tiomei afilu b'shogeg hadron lei reshusay. Even if he did it accidentally, why? So below mesuliku. Because when he made the Eruv, he wasn't Mesalik. When he gave up the Rishus of his Chotzer, he wasn't Mesalik himself Legamre. There wasn't a Siluk. He still had a part from it. And he holds, since you're not Siluk Legamre, the Gavi Bittel now, he calls him a Vatan Vahadrime. Therefore, you could go back and forth. So even if I just did it for Shogay, and I went out there, since it wasn't like a Bittel Legamre. I left room over here, so you could be Mabato, Chos, Mabato. That would be like sheep as well. Umasover and Rabbi Yehuda held that Bishogay, you cannot usher it. Meaning when I was Mabato, my reshus to everybody else, I did a siluk with Gamre. It's like I'm in another chotzer. I have no cash anymore with this chotzer. And therefore, you cannot be Chos and Mabato. A Mabato, because Mabato. He holds. In Mabato Chosim Mabato. Omer Rebacha, Rebacha Techli, from Mishmei Zababa. No, I don't agree with that. That machlok that we're going to have later on whether or not if he went out to Shogig or not, that's the machlok of Rabbi Shmuel. Look, the Kuliyama in Mabato Chosim Mabato. And that machlok later on, everybody holds like Shmuel, that you cannot be Chosim Mabato. Oh, why was in the case when he's Bishogig? Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're going to be ultra, everybody. Hako over here, the Kansu Shogeg Atu made his time is Mifligi. It's a case of the Shogeg, really, you cannot. You can't be Mevatel, Chosen Mevatel. And also over here, the Kula, that's what everybody holds. What's the case over here? If you were, they were Kones Shogeg Atu Mezid or not. But the Meir holds you weren't Kones Shogeg Atu Mezid. And therefore, if you went out for Shogeg, you're going to also on everybody. Sorry, he is Kones. Umasavar, Kones Shogeg Atu Mezid, Umasavar, Lo Kones Shogeg Atu Mezid. Bashi. Lo, the Kuliyama ain't Kones Mevatin, Istalik Lay, you really Mistalik completely. Ubedinu, the Bishogeg Lo Hajulay. Really, the halacha is that with Shogeg, you shouldn't usher it to everybody else. Rabbi Meir, Kones Shogeg Atu Mezid. He made a kanas over here, the Shogeg Atu Mezid. Over Mezid, Kula Humodo, everybody was Mezid. They all hold the Alpha Kati Stalik, like Kevin the Hazar. He was Hazar. The Halo Zalmi. He didn't get rid of it completely. He could go to Loa Kaziku, B'nei Mapa, B'nei Mapa, Liyaka, Bittel, Kodum, Kazor. So Rabbi Meir holds that it's a thing of, we made a kanas over here, and therefore even the Shogeg would usher. So there's the fourth time of it. Rav Ashi comes, Omer Rav Bishmuel, if you look at Rav Elezer, Rav Bani Kamen Fuji. Rav Ashi comes and says it's really the third machloket that we had on the case of Rav Elezer and Rav Bonin, that Rav is like Chachamim, that if you're Mavatel your Chatz, you're not Mavatel your house. And Shmuel is like Rav Elezer, that when you're Mavatel your Chatz, you're Mavatel your house. He doesn't hold that Rav and Shmuel can say like both of them. He holds it to machloket. Rav Shmuel is the Machlok of Rebbe Elezer and Rabbanan. And since Rav Ashi is the Batvai, he's the compiler over here, the Halacha is like that. We pass him like Rav over what Rav said. Remember, Rav held like Shmuel, that the case of Kuchuka and Tulula. He holds no, the real Machlok between Rav and Shmuel is the Machlok of Rebbe Elezer and Rabbanan. We pass him like Rabbanan. And since Rabbanan would be holding the longest of Rav, that you could be Mevato, Chos Mevato, we go like the Rov over here, the Machloket, Tanoim, and the Rabbanan that hold that you can, when you Mevato your Rishus in the Chatz, you're not Mevato your house, the reason of that is because you weren't Mistalik Lekamri. And since you're not Mistalik Lekamri, the Chachamim also hold that you could be Chos Mevato, which is Shitas Rav, and that's going to be the Halacha. Period. Adkan. Okay. That's the end. So we could take a second breather. Just a reminder what the Rav said earlier, these sugyas of Bittul are difficult sugyas, they're not the easiest sugyas yet. One has to go over it a few times to it into the life. I was also, when I was going to Shmuel's dinner, I was having a difficulty with it. I went to with David Wilkenfeld, who was holding pretty well with this. He was able to be a master too. Okay, back to the original Mishnah. How many Dafim ago is the Mishnah that we're dealing with? Many Dafim ago, on the Samach Aleph, on the base, the Mishnah started off on the din if a goy is in the chotzer with you, is it going to usher everybody in the chotzer or not? And all of a sudden, Omer Rebbe Gamaliel, Maitze b'tzeduki echad shahaya dari manu, Rebbe Gamaliel poured a Maitze b'tzeduki. A tzeduki is a Jew, he's not a goy, but he rejected Torah Shabbat. He was, and therefore he didn't hold of things. So Rebbe Gamaliel says that tzeduki is not like a goy. He's, meaning, he can, a goy we had before the machlok, and a tzeduki is something different. He can't be mabat, he has a din like a Jew. So if you looked at the Mishnah, there's a machlok about a goy, and all of a sudden, Rebbe Gamaliel talks about a tzeduki. So therefore the Gemara asks, tzeduki, man dacha shemeh? Who mentioned anything about a tzeduki beforehand? Rashi. Tzeduki, man dacha, the Dalet and the Zayin in Aramaic is interchangeable. So it's a zacha. Who mentioned his name? Dacha, zacha, same thing with kol. It's dahab. Right, dahab. Mika martana kala. Is it that the Kama said something? The boy lemego, pligi Rebbe Gamaliel, the omen, the yachal, the vakil? The Tanakhama making any mention about a tzeduki, that all of a sudden Rebbe Gamaliel is coming and, you know, saying over here that he can be mabato? I mean, who's mentioned anything about a tzeduki? Therefore, Chesori Mechzera, we have the case over here, our Mishnah is missing information over here, there's many reasons why. You have Chesori Mechzera, Rebbe on purpose left out Mishnahs, he left out pertinent information in the Mishnah when he wrote the Mishnah. One of the reasons is to keep the Mishnah Torah Shabbat. In many cases, you can't understand the Mishnah because it's missing pertinent information. I saw a very interesting thing that Tiferes Yisrael mentions. I've forgotten the name of who he mentions to, that the Mishnayot were memorized, and therefore they had a certain tune that they, you know, how's it called, the rhythm of it had to be in a certain way. And sometimes if you added in the full Mishnah, it messed up the rhythm of the beats on it. And therefore they had a Chitzori Mitzvah in order to help people memorize the Mishnah. But so over here, there's a classic case of Chitzori Mitzvah. You have a case where the Mishnah is missing. Bahahi Kitani. This is how you have to read the whole Mishnah over here. First we have the case of the Goy. Pitzuki Hariu Kenachri. And the Tanakhama holds that a tzeduki is like a nachri, Rashi. The Eru Yachal Levato below Sukkiyot. He's not able to be Mevato his part in the Chatzah. Rather, what do you have to do? You have to do his Sukkiyot. It's important to know in apartment buildings. If you have a goy in the apartment building, usually apartment buildings. I had an apartment building when I was in this one. I learned these things many years ago when I was in Budapest. There was only one other Jew in there. But I wanted to, you know, why can't I just go out from my front door into the chatzer of the apartment building? After all, we're a completely enclosed case over here. No. If you have a goy, and then even if I ask them permission, and everybody will give me permission in the building, that's not enough. You need to do skiros. You have to buy the reshoot from them in the chatzer in order to be able to use the chatzer. And it's a tzeduki, a apikoros that rejects our Torah. Tanakhama holds also. You have to do schirus from this. It's not enough for them just to be mevatel. There are, well, the Rebbe Gamaliel Omer tzeduki einu kenachri. He is not like a nachri. He doesn't have a din like that. His bittul does work. You don't have to do schirus from it. If you remember Rebbe Gamaliel, ma'aseh b'tzeduki yachad shehaya dari manu b'mavoi b'Yerushalayim. There was a case that he was living with us in a mavoi b'Yerushalayim. It's unbelievable. The great Rebbe Gamaliel, the prince, and he has these apikoresim living in the same shkuna with him. Same mavoi. V'yom elanu abba, and my abba said, ma'ar v'hotziu et ha'kelim l'mavoi, quickly bring out all the kelim into the mavli actual yotzia before the tzeduki does something biyosalechem, and he's going to usher on you. Rashi, v'otzi the kelim v'achziku b'mavli v'shuv lo yechal lachzor. We're afraid that he'll use it, and therefore you won't be able to chozer lachzor lemibitulo v'shuv lo yechal. You have to beat him to it. Tomorrow we'll go through this. We're now in the case of a tzeduki and people in the chatzim.